This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is. It is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, if you give me a moment here.
Yeah.
LeBron James, your guy,
the show,
out.
The show's goat.
Bounce.
You and Terps goat, not me, Nick and Billy's. Three versus two, three greater than two, therefore not the show's goat. He is eliminated from the playoffs, losing in the first round in five games to the Minnesota Timberwolves and Anthony Edwards, my goat, Anthony Edwards, sending LeBron James packing. Let's take a look at LeBron James since joining the Lakers.
Oh, okay.
After he left Cleveland for a second time.
Sure.
He went back home and then ripped the heart right out of the chest of every fan in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Goes to the Lakers a second time.
Yep.
First year with the Lakers. Missed the playoffs.
That's not great.
More teams make it than miss, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Misses the playoffs.
Yeah, that's not good.
Year two, fake title.
Okay, but hang
year
on.
Three.
Hang on. I'm sorry.
Fake.
A fake title.
They,
okay, but
they
a champion,
stopped the season.
But a championship.
Sent everybody to Disney World,
just making,
literally.
Just making sure that's highlighted.
Mickey Mouse ring.
Sure.
Second, third year, out in the first round.
Got it.
Fourth year, missed the playoffs.
Not good.
Fifth year, conference finals, but swept out of the conference finals. Didn't take a game in the conference finals.
But won two rounds and got to the conference finals.
Fifth year, out in the first round. Sixth year, out in the first round. So if you're keeping track at home, that's three out in the first rounds and two missed playoffs in 7 years.
So what is the point of this? This is to knock him as
failure in L.A.
A failure in L.A.
Failure
with a
in L.A.
How about most,
that not a failure in
how
L.A.?
About most, not the shows go, but how about most people? No, he won a title. It's not a failure.
Failure in L.A.
Most
all right, keep that same energy when
most,
we talk about other guys that won one title.
Most people's goats. Well, he won four titles.
Not with the Lakers. His time with the Lakers was a failure.
Yeah, one championship is that's a success or his time in the Lakers. One championship in your whole career, like loser Giannis, that
A-Rod,
might not be enough.
A-Rod, so yeah, no, Giannis with the Bucks, success, right?
No.
Sure about that?
Yeah, I don't know. He's a loser.
Couple MVPs. LeBron doesn't have those.
Lakers, LeBron, loser.
No,
Lakers, LeBron equals
Michael,
loser.
Michael Jordan with the Wizards, just for FYI, did not make the playoffs in 2 years. He won 37 games and 37 games.
Michael Jordan with the Wizards was a failure.
He was playing baseball, too.
Yeah, Michael Jordan with the Wizards was definitely a failure.
But he owned the team.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
This is telling you. I mean, it's the.
So you think LeBron going to the Lakers, they're going to look back and be like, that was successful?
Yeah.
He didn't even make the playoffs every year. It only made it out of the first round twice.
I'm just telling you, if you're holding this against him, like legacy-wise, the end of Jordan's career was way worse. That's my point.
I'm not even talking about Jordan. I'm just saying when he went to the Lakers, everyone's like, oh my God, this is going to be he's going to be a hero.
LeBron,
he also made the worst movie ever made.
LeBron won a title.
Space Jam 2? You ever seen that piece of crap?
Not great.
Did you see him fall down yesterday? He ran into Dante DiVincenzo.
Yeah.
Looked like he got shot.
Yeah.
He's rolling around on the ground.
LeBron won a title and went to a Western Conference final.
Got swept in the Western Conference Finals and needed a pandemic, which I'm starting to believe they caused, in order for him to go down there and win a game, win a title with no road games, no fans.
Yeah. It's too harsh.
Sham.
It's too harsh
He's
for me to say.
In-season tournament champion.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn it, Bill.
Put some respect on his name. Thank you. Good call,
that
Bill.
That actually, I think, does help my case.
Yeah.
Once again.
Good call, Bill. But no. I should say Giannis's time with the Bucks is a success. He's a loser.
Yeah.
LeBron. It's crazy that you don't call that a success that he won a title with the Lakers. That's wild.
Because I don't recognize
is
that.
Is Tatum's
title.
Career a success? He's won one title in 8 years
so far. He won a real title. He won a real title.
He played a bunch of injured teams.
Real title greater than.
Did he play a bunch of teams missing their best players?
A bunch of guys with COVID. Guys that had they left the bubble for a second. They got suspended.
I like it. Let's play this game. Let's take away Tatum's title. Good.
Why would I take Tatum's title away? There were fans in the stands.
There were no players on the other teams.
They were vaccinated.
Yeah, but LeBron couldn't even be bad players on other teams.
Good. That's right.
Yeah, good.
That's right.
Good. Let's take away Tatum's if we're taking away the Lakers one. Good.
All right. Point Keith.
All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music. Gonna give it away.
Yep. Yeah, it does.
There it is.
Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up. They can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
Lost in the excitement of LeBron James losing in the first round of the playoffs once again, the Houston Rockets stayed alive, 131-116 over the Warriors, forcing a game six, which will be played tomorrow night. Even though I picked the Rockets in the first round in the series,
the Warriors are winning that series. Now, that was not a close game at all, not even as close as that score.
No, God, no, no, no. That was like a we're not winning tonight, so we're done.
We'll just go
back.
Shut it down. We'll just go back to Golden State and win.
In the NBA tonight, a couple of good game sixes. Pistons, Knicks. Obviously, the Celtics await the winner of this series. It could be the Knicks if they just win tonight, 7:30 game. And then at 10, you have Nuggets-Clippers with Denver up 3-2. So a couple of good series right here.
I picked the Clippers in that series. I kind of think they might be done, too. That buzzer beater in game four, I think, hurt them. And then, obviously, we should be locked in on the Knicks. We'll see if they wrap it up tonight.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? You'd be in paradise and put up a
grab bag.
In the NHL playoffs, Jones, your guy Brad Marchand, 2 assists.
Nice.
As the Panthers eliminate the Lightning with a 6-3 win, they win that series in 5 games.
Good.
They dispatch of the Lightning.
Keep advancing.
Yeah, pretty good.
We like that for the Bruins and their draft pick, yes.
Our guy Curly in Boston, a.k.a.
Tony Marinaro.
Tony Marinaro sauce. Yeah. He's up there in Montreal. They're out. Canadians lose.
See ya. Should we call?
To the Capitals.
Should we call?
Should we call
as Curly in Boston?
Yeah, hey, yeah, it's Curly in Boston. Did you guys watch those games last night? What happened? What happened to that team?
It's Curly in Quebec.
Curly in Quebec.
Yeah.
So, the Canadians are out. Capitals move on. And Jim Montgomery's Blues.
I was going to say, get to that, would you?
Well, they trail now in the series. Yeah. 3-2. Winnipeg with a win there. They will play game six on Friday in the NHL tonight. Linus Ullmark and the Senators are in action against Toronto. That is a game six with Toronto up 3-2.
Yeah, now that's a 3-2 series that I would be a little concerned for as a Toronto fan.
I was going to say, if you're a Toronto fan, you have to be terrified, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I would just ask Razor, our good friend Andrew the Razor Raycroft.
What time is he joining
happy
us?
Happy early birthday to Razor.
No doubt.
I think it's Thursday at 11:30, I think is normally
when
it
should be.
Yeah, yep. It must have been 2 hours ago. Mm-hmm. I would ask him to keep the same energy if the Maple Leafs advance tonight that
he's
he had on Twitter
on the
Leafs other night. Yeah, he was.
Reason, huh?
Yeah, he really was, yes.
All right, Wild and Golden Knights. Bruce Cassidy is one win away from moving on to the next round. Excuse me. Stars Avalanche tonight at 9:30. And Kings Oilers at 10. So all game sixes here tonight.
I'm not going to make it to that one, I don't think. But Wiggy's very interested in that.
He's in on the Oilers,
he's
Kings?
All in on the Oilers, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Because, baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be bad love. So take a look what you've done. Because, baby, now we got
a grab bag over here.
Hey, I can't take it back. Look where I'm at.
I don't get it. Celtics game one officially on Monday. So no matter what happens tonight in the Knicks-Pistons game, whether the Knicks win or lose, it doesn't matter. Game one at the TD Garden on Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, I had that wrong. I thought there was a chance if the Knicks wrapped up here tonight, that could start on Saturday. I was wrong. By the way, good text. Speaking of Taylor Swift there. Jones and Keith, 4 simple words to set Bill free. I hate Taylor Swift.
You think if they said that, that would work?
If Bill said that, do you think Jordan's staying with him?
It's hard to say.
It's a good point by the text.
It's hard to say. Yeah.
Oh, I knew you were
grab bag.
When you walked in. So shame on me now. Blew me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground.
Grab bag.
According to Front Office Sports, the record $6.1 billion Celtics sale will be finalized within the next week.
Phew.
And the investment group led by Bill Chisholm has obtained enough money to cover the cost of the deal.
People thinking this was going to fall through. The NBA.
Steve Pagliuca?
The NBA wants it. Right. Pagliuca. But no, there were people in town who were like, oh, this might not happen. It could not happen. Like, the NBA wants it to happen. Wick right. wants it to happen.
Right.
Irv, most importantly, wants it to happen. Does. Like this was always going to happen. It was just about a matter of finding more capital, which they did.
Right.
If you smell what the grab bag is cooking.
Drew Holiday won the Sportsmanship Award.
All right. Now, can I just be consistent on this?
With the Lady Bing?
That is the Lady Bing. I didn't even know the NBA did this.
I think he's won it twice.
What?
I think. Did I read that wrong?
What do you think of that? You must hate this award, Keith.
I actually do hate this award. I've told the story on the air before, but my high school basketball coach once told me when we were at a sports banquet, the girls hockey team at our school won the Sportsmanship Award.
And he, sick brag, yeah, yeah. bro.
And he leaned over to me, and he goes, Richie, no team with you will ever win the Sportsmanship Award. And I took that as the greatest compliment I've ever received.
Thank you, coach.
I'm like, thank you, coach.
Love that.
No doubt.
But, like, I don't know. This makes me think a little less of Drew Holiday.
I actually think he is like an underrated player, and he's just wildly respected.
But
people love him.
But good sportsmanship makes me think a little less.
I don't love sportsmanship.
Yeah,
I
mean, are you too nice out there? Yeah. You seem like you're really roughing people up. But
it's
like,
in Little League. It's the pros.
It makes me think, can debate the degrees. Little less.
Yeah.
Little less.
Okay.
Grab bag. Everyone wishes she was in the
bag. She's like, grab bag. Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
For sure. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Not looks, going anywhere.
Looks like it. Yep.
Who is your
grab bag
and what does it do?
Top NBA performers from last night. Let's take a look. Fred VanVleet, 26 points.
Well, maybe.
Luka Doncic?
Definitely not.
28, 7, and 9. Moses Moody?
No.
25 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists. Amen Thompson? No. 25 and 6. Rudy Gobert?
This is how I would vote.
27 points, 24 rebounds. 0 assists.
We do a lot of dumping on Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
Especially come playoff time.
Yeah.
He is out there getting embarrassed a lot in the playoffs. It's arguably the best playoff game he's played. Let's give it to Gobert.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Two of the best to ever do it. When you look at Moses Moody.
You imagine how long that could have gone on for?
An unplugged perk and plug it back
in. That could have gone on for how long?
Days. Days. Just like left it. You're like, I think the CD's skipping again. You need to take that out.
I mean, infinite amount of time that could have gone on for.
Best baseball performers. Kyle Stowers, 4-for-4 with 2 dongs yesterday.
Stowers power.
Teoscar Hernandez, who's having a great year. 3-for-5, an RBI, a run scored, and 2 steals. Aaron Judge, 3-for-3 with a home run, his 10th, 3 RBI. He's hitting .427.
I was literally just going to ask you that. His batting average is up to .427.
Aaron Judge is killing it. Leads the league in home runs and batting average.
Nice.
Old buddy Chris Sale, 7 innings, 2 runs allowed, 10 strikeouts.
7!
For the Atlanta Braves, although he lost the game.
Tough.
They lost 2-1 to the Rockies.
It's hard to win it that way.
Do you know what the Rockies are this year?
Oh, they can't be good.
They've played 30 games.
Uh-huh.
They just won last night. 5-25.
They're on pace to break the record the White Sox set last year.
And they beat Chris Sale 2-1. Yeah, they are.
I didn't realize their win total is that low. I did see
5-25.
Whoever it was had his first save last night. He hasn't had many save opportunities. I did see that, though.
Not all his fault.
Yeah, no. Did I vote? I'm not sure I voted. I don't think I voted. So Judge lost. I wanted to give it to Judge.
Good Sale.
I got to give it to Stowers?
Yeah, give it to Stowers.
Yeah, give it to Stowers. They won. Homers. Good for him. Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, Red Sox wrapping up their series with the Blue Jays. We have another former Blue Jay. That's the theme, at least for the early season. I don't know when I'm going to pivot off of this.
Yeah, by June in the 4th Blue Jays series, we may have to.
We have a gentleman who played for the Blue Jays. He played 11 seasons in the bigs for several teams.
Okay.
In addition to the Blue Jays,
yes,
played for the Snakes, Padres, Dodgers, Twins, White Sox.
Snakes, Padres, Dodgers, Twins, White Sox. Okay.
So what is that? 6 teams in 11 years. Mm-hmm. Played. I was actually surprised by this. His most games played was with the Toronto Blue Jays. I was actually a little bit surprised by that. Second baseman.
I don't like where this is going. Keep
second
going.
Baseman.
Second, Orlando Hudson.
The Odo. Wow.
We got it.
Dude, Billy. 3-for-3. Billy is on fire. Yeah.
I thought he was Blue Jays fan.
Yeah, you're not sneaking any Blue Jays past Billy. That's what's going on.
I thought he was with the Snakes more than
I think of him as a Blue Jay for sure.
You do?
Yeah.
I love them when they were the Blue Jays because they were in the Blue Jays. That's when they had like the gray hats.
Yeah, the old dog.
Simple things.
I like what they were wearing last night.
What if I told you? Oh, the Blues?
Those were nice.
Oh, yeah.
Get those in the next year's uniform bracket.
The two-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glover.
O-Dog
was a player.
Oh, he was chucking around Levy.
Yeah. O-Dog was a player. He ran into four double-digit home run seasons, too.
Not a steals guy.
I don't like that you're saying he ran into him, Keith. You're shortchanging the O-Dog there.
It's like he ran into four Gold Gloves. He didn't run into him.
No, he put the time in. 273 career hitter, 752 OPS. Two All-Star games.
Nice.
So he was never an All-Star with Toronto. He was an All-Star with Arizona and All-Star with the Dodgers.
So I barely remember him in Arizona. I don't remember him with the Dodgers. I definitely think of him as a Blue Jay, but you think of him as a snake.
I think of him as a snake.
Which is interesting because you hate snakes.
I'm terrified of snakes.
Maybe that's why.
I have a crippling fear of snakes.
Somewhere. Get Keith on the couch and let's read into that. I don't know what that is.
What does that mean? Who knows?
That's the random baseball player of the day. Each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. Yeah, I got Hart. Yeah, I got Fitzy. Yeah, I got Ted. And we'll get you the clip du jour next.
Now more of Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And, of course, we were talking about the Jordan Hudson story from earlier today. And it was revealed in there that her mom is the proud owner of a sex toy shop down in Provincetown.
And
here in Massachusetts. And museum as well.
Yeah.
Which I think would be a no-brainer live show for us.
Yeah.
Given the opportunity to go down there and do the show. Have a few guests on.
Wienerama
won. Yeah, we owe those guys a one.
Sex shop and museum in Provincetown.
So we were kicking that around earlier today.
Her mother eventually moved to Provincetown on Cape Cod, where she manages a sex toy shop and museum.
Or an idea.
Hang on. Does she own? She operates a museum or a sex toy museum?
Well, I would say a sex toy shop and a sex museum. Well, which I have a pitch.
Okay.
Not to steal the roadshow idea.
You want them to advertise it? We're open to advertising here on WEEI.
Yeah, yeah. Jones and Keefe live from the sex museum. Can we do a show from the sex museum? I think it'd be good. We could get them on as guests or whatever. I want to hear their. They can hear their side of the story. I'm open to that. We could turn into a full soap opera show if we have to.
Live from the sex toy shop and museum in Provincetown. Give me the Bulls music.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what we could do. We could run out.
I think that would work. People would go to that. They wouldn't? Want to go see some
Adam
stuff?
The Punisher Jones.
That's the name you landed on?
Hell, you know.
The Punisher?
Overcompensating.
Real opportunity for Nitro there.
Yeah, you should have been Nitro.
Adam Nitro Jones.
That's good.
Adam. 7 second man Jones. Belichick broke up with his longtime girlfriend, Linda Holiday.
7 seconds or less. The NBA book. What, the Suns?
Jack McCallum.
Yeah, Jack McCallum.
Text line also suggested later in the show, Adam, Pileated Woodpecker.
Pileated Woodpecker.
Those things are...
Well, Hart came in right away asking us about woodpeckers.
Yeah,
he couldn't believe the woodpeckers were that big.
Came in hot on the woodpecker.
I've never seen a 2-foot woodpecker.
Well, you haven't lived.
And this was a Massachusetts story?
Yes.
So they're within our listening radius.
Yes. Yeah.
There are,
they sure are.
Yeah, 2-foot woodpeckers.
Well, you got that straight.
Allegedly.
Yep. They're enormous. All over the East Coast. Yeah.
A shower. It's not a big grower.
You also.
The big bird.
Magnum Dom.
All right. You also think that the pileated 100 woodpeckers would take out one gorilla.
Yeah, I've never seen one, but just the description of a 2-foot woodpecker and their ability to fly, they're killing the gorilla quickly.
You got
to
realize, as soon as the gorilla gets its mitts or mouth on one of these birds, dead. Instant death.
Big woodpecker.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. But instant death.
Yeah.
So
luckily, I got 99 more.
But also a woodpecker.
Woodpecker kills a human. 100 woodpeckers kill a human.
Yeah, I'm
with you on that. Gorilla? You think they take out the gorilla?
Yes.
No way.
He's got no eyes within seconds.
Sorry.
Within seconds, he's flying blind. So he's no longer grabbing them.
Yeah, I didn't say there's no injuries,
blind.
But
he's
lives.
Not flying.
He doesn't need to fly.
That was a term.
And if the birds fly away, then they just kind of prolong the fight. It's not really like they've won.
Yeah, he's dead. He's toast. He's going to have so many holes in his body.
That's crazy.
You don't think the woodpecker can penetrate his skin?
No, I don't think so. I think it would take
some doing.
So? Well, I don't know for sure. We need to, like, sports science this thing.
Wood? They beat the hell out of houses? Metal?
We need to get Frinkus on this.
The power of a woodpecker?
No, because I think it would need, like, a few goes at it. Because, like, if you ever seen, like, a woodpecker go to a tree, they don't, like, instantly create, like, this giant hole in a tree. It takes
a while. He pecks away.
But the gorilla can move around and grab him with his
hands. Puncturing the back of his skull while he's worried about others.
He's also up like this dead.
And then the other one resumes on that same hole.
Yeah, but I don't know if you're, like, overhyping the woodpecker or you're underhyping the gorilla.
I think I might be overhyping the woodpecker.
I think it's both.
I mean, I still don't really. I want to see a 2-foot woodpecker.
Stupid question.
Are you always sick?
Stupid question. Do they swoop and peck or do they got to land and
peck? I think that gives them their leverage. They, like, latch on with their feet and then boom, boom,
that's
boom.
That's a strike
boom,
against
they
them.
Can't. They're not.
No, he's got
they're not a peregrine falcon. They can't dive bomb it in.
I don't know that to be true. Like, if there was a kamikaze woodpecker.
No, there isn't.
Like, he knows he's taking the fall for the rest of the crew, but he is just, you ever seen the cartoons? He's like a bullet, and that just.
Yeah, this isn't the cartoons, though. This would be real life.
Yeah, it's real. Well, is it? We're talking about 100 woodpeckers fighting a gorilla. Yeah. Where exactly is this real life?
You ever see Congo? Gorillas were really messing stuff up in that movie.
I'm taking the
Yeah, you're very high on these woodpeckers.
Yeah, wow. Interesting.
All right, beating up cars and mirrors.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, well, a car doesn't
stand a
chance. I'm with you on that.
Toyota Corolla. I don't think
parked car.
Actually, the counter argument there is they're fighting their own reflection in the mirror. Their intelligence as 100 of
the 100 are all just pecking each other. Right. The gorilla's like, what are these guys doing?
Yeah, just stands there, let them kill each other.
Yeah, I'm good. Woodpeckers.
Just don't do it in April and June, and you're fine.
Oh, that's true.
It's the crossover with Andy Hart, WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The lobster rolls are back at the Nines. 100% North Atlantic lobster piled high on a grilled brioche, served hot buttered or with just the right amount of mayo and celery. You got to love the Nines. I know Curran's on the program today.
3:30, Tom Curran. We'll talk about Drake May, who was fashionably late or diva-ishly late.
Or they have like a long practice, you think.
Yeah. Okay, so why'd you schedule it for 11:45?
It's very strange.
And we've talked about this on WEEI Afternoons. I'm sure you guys have touched on it occasionally. There are little like hints of, is this guy kind of a diva? A little divinous to him, and this doesn't help that.
He sent Joe Milton packing, so yeah.
Yes, which he's looking forward to him getting his chance to
hopefully
be a backup.
Fingers crossed.
Why couldn't he be a backup here? Yeah, you didn't have to sign Josh Dobbs.
Correct.
You actually had it. The owner said you had two quarterbacks, and you got rid of the would-be backup. So we'll get into that. We'll continue to monitor and discuss all things Bill Belichick and Jordan. I don't know about you guys. I don't have a $1.2 million mortgage. Do they just give those out willy-nilly to some cheerleader?
Probably not.
Don't you need, like, income and collateral and things of that nature?
Keith suggested the COO at Belichick Productions might be a high-paying.
It might be a really high-paying gig.
Really high-paying.
Yeah.
Right. Also loved the little detail, like, shortly thereafter, she was showing up in her Porsche for cheerleading practice.
Cheerleading practice.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, she still had homework and cheerleading practice and things.
I think she's setting herself up for the rest of her life, and we all know that's only going to include Bill for a couple of years now. Even if they don't break up.
No.
I mean, the timeline is the timeline.
No, she's winning. If somebody is winning all of this, she is winning.
She has all this real estate portfolio to fall back on, despite the quabbles of Steve's wife. That's also another layer of this that doesn't get enough. The active defensive coordinator at UNC, who's the coach in waiting at UNC, his wife is bitching about Bill's publicist
and lover
and
personal and professional.
The fraud that is Charles Barkley. Like, oh, he's your good friend, so you might call him.
I might check
They've
in with him.
They've been dating 4 years. You haven't checked in with your good friend in 4 years to say you're worried about him. Seems dating like a 20-year-old cheerleader out of Bridgewater State.
Well, some of these new
revelations are weird. It's a weird friendship.
These new revelations make you a little weirded out.
Does Bill even have friends, or are they all just like Tony La Russa, Nick Saban, Charles Barkley? Who's his friend that would actually pick up the phone and save
Lombardi.
Him from this?
Ernie?
No.
You know what my working theory was?
Lombardi.
Ernie?
This is Leach.
What about Ernie?
This is may just be me. I can't envision Ernie making that call.
Do you give Matt Patricia credit for avoiding all of this?
Yeah.
Because I feel like he probably could have had a job, and he's like, no.
Yeah. Well, I'm good. Also, Bill kind of threw him to the curb. I didn't love how that ended if I'm Matt Patricia.
True.
I'm with the freaking Eagles.
But then he was like doing the podcast and stuff with them for a little bit.
I need to make money.
But then he's like, I'll go to Ohio State. I'm not going to go to North Carolina.
So you think maybe he sensed.
Yes.
This is going in a bad direction. Yeah. This is not going to end well for anyone. Yep. So I've already had my issues.
Curry.
Ohio State, here I come.
Yep, that's what I think.
Okay, WEEI Afternoons, Hart, Fitzy, Ted. They'll talk to Tommy Curran at 3:30. Stay tuned for it here. And we'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We got the Friday 4-pack. We got a top 5 Friday for you and the week in review. That all comes your way tomorrow morning at 10 here on WEEI.